Hams Live today, Western diet of deep-fried food, sugary drinks, alcohol and red meat has long been viewed as a recipe for poor health and also shortened lifespan. But a new study suggests that it may not be so bad after all, which is very good news. A study of more than 15,000 people found no evidence of harm from modest consumption of foods such as refined carbohydrates, deep-fried foods, sugars and also desserts. On the line is weight loss specialist at the Eden Life Wellness Clinic, Paula Galavo. Good afternoon, Paula. Welcome to the show. So, junk food, not necessarily a bad thing then?
Well, in moderation, Ray. Thank you for having me. They say that if you follow a very healthy diet, a diet that follows the Mediterranean way of eating, and you have the odd little bits of junk food, it's not too bad. It doesn't shorten your lifespan.
So takeaways on a Friday night, you have to stay.
Well, like they say that that's fine because if you're eating healthy food the rest of the week, it has a very protective effect on your body.
Paula, what is good and bad cholesterol?
Well, good cholesterol is your HDL. It's cholesterol that protects your body. And LDL and triglycerides, those are the bad cholesterols. And there's certain foods that actually help with the good and the bad cholesterol. So foods like nuts have the good fat, things like olive oil, actually reduce the bad cholesterol, the LDL, because they have monosaturated fat. Things like extra virgin olive oil have an antioxidant effect, and certain fatty fishes like salmon, mackerel, herring, trout, they all have omega-3 fatty acids, which decrease your triglycerides, and they decrease blood clotting. And studies have shown that if you have a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in your diet, so a lot of fatty fish, there's a decreased incidence of sudden death.
Okay. Now, Paula Galavo, I've got to ask you this as well, and your thoughts, and I have to ask the question on eating fats and, of course, the Banting diet.
Well, you know, the thing is, if you're eating healthy fats, if you're overweight and you're trying to lose weight, fat is fat. One needs to cut out the fat so that you can lose weight. If, of course, you're looking at it from a health point of view, so I'm definitely not a fan of the Banting, if that's what you're asking me. But if you're looking at it from a health point of view and you've got a heart problem, you're trying to decrease your cholesterol, things like olive oil, nuts, fatty fish, those have been shown clinically to actually help decrease cholesterol. So from that point of view, it's good. But, you know, one can't take it and say, well, if I eat the good fats, and I can then eat the bad fats because the one's going to counter the other. It's definitely not like that. You need to apply moderation. So, and even the study says that the study that we're talking about says they found no evidence of harm from the modest consumption of food.
Now, it's all moderation, isn't it? All moderation.
All moderation. And at Eden Life, we like to apply the Pareto principle. Stick to your plan 80% of the time to get 100% of the results.
Okay, what's the perfect diet then? What is the plan?
Well, the perfect diet really speaks of moderation of everything. But then you have to have the perfect human being. I mean, who is perfect and they can have moderation of everything? And the reality is people that are needing to be on diets, they're not perfect. So one has to work within the parameters of an imperfect human being, which we all are. So the perfect diet is something that meets the individual's needs, that is tailor-made to suit each individual.
Margarine or butter? I've got an SMS here.
You know, neither. The latest scientific studies show that olive oil is by far the best. It reduces the LDL. It has monosaturated fats. Extra virgin olive oil has antioxidant effects. And none of that is seen with margarine or butter. So in the old days, we would say definitely butter. And the latest theory is neither.
And of course, cooking with olive oil is also not a bad idea.
Definitely not. The more olive oil you consume, the lower your cholesterol, the lower your risk of heart disease is. And in fact, they've even found that you decrease your risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.
Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Fascinating.
There's also the old adage that a tot of whiskey every day is a good idea as it thins the blood.
Well, a tot of whiskey does thin the blood, but everything that whiskey can do, wine can do. And in fact, they've found, I'm very interested in the Parkinson's and Alzheimer's effect. They have found that exactly 148 mils of red wine per day in women and 296 mils of red wine per day in men increases the risk of health. I mean, it decreases the risk of any health side effects.
Yeah.
And, of course, anything more than that, even a mil, more than 296 mils a day, will increase the risk of certain cancers. So one has to literally keep it to the dot, 148 mils, 296 mils a day of that amount of wine.
I'll be measuring tonight. So weight loss specialist at Eden Life Wellness Clinic, Paula Galava. Thanks for your time on the Midday Report. And that is good news because tomorrow's a public holiday. So let's all have a whiskey tonight. It is exactly 1 o'clock.
This is Eyewitness News.
Vodacom ordered to pay for the Please Call Me invention, and Lynn Brown grilled in Parliament over the Gupta's reach. Good afternoon, I'm Tara Penny. The Constitutional Court has found that Vodacom acted dishonestly when it refused to compensate the inventor of the Please Call Me service. After years of legal wrangling, the court today ruled that Kenneth Nkosana Makate must be compensated for his idea. He claimed he invented the service in 2000 when he was still employed by Vodacom. He took the cell phone giant to court in 2008, Milendiki reports.
The Constitutional Court found a verbal contract with Vodacom and Kenneth Nkosana Makate over his Please Call Me idea was binding. Justice Chris Jafta says it would be unethical if Vodacom doesn't compensate Makate.
What compounds the matter is the fact that Vodacom entered into a contract with him under which it now sought to avoid liability by raising technical defences.
The High Court previously found that former Vodacom CEO Alan Notcraig tried to write Makate out of the concept for financial reasons. Notcraig claims he came up with the idea after seeing two security guards trying to communicate using missed calls. Mia Lindeke, Eyewitness News, Constitutional Court.
Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown has come under fire in Parliament for allowing the controversial Gupta family to wield influence over South Africa's state-owned enterprises. The DA's Natasha Matsone says Parliament's Public Enterprises Oversight Committee should summons the Gupta family, along with former Public Enterprises Ministers, to answer questions about preferential treatment. Gay Davis has the latest.
So Lynn Brown came under attack from the DA's Natasha Matsone, who claimed the country's state-owned companies are being privatized by stealth.
There is growing evidence to suggest that the number of state-owned entities that have been captured by the Guptas, with the family allegedly influencing not only ministerial appointments, but also appointments